You're listening to The Zen Courses Show, Episode 7. Wiki Wiki! Welcome to The Zen Courses Show, the show for online course creators who care about building actionable, meaningful, and profitable online courses. If you're a solo entrepreneur, tech geek, or creative, The Zen Courses Show is the place to get expert advice for creating your online course, overcoming overwhelm, and growing a balanced business. To get the full experience, sign up at zencourses.co, where you'll get access to free lessons, resources, and more. Again, that's zencourses.co. Hey everyone, Janelle here. Before we get into this awesome interview that I have lined up with Emma Holmes from Studio Scratches, listen, I know a lot of you are listening on your mobile devices. If you are listening and you want to be signed up for the Zen Courses newsletter, where you will get free updates from me, as well as my free email course that helps you pick the right format for your online course, all you have to do is text updates to the number 44222. That's 44222, just dial that number and enter updates, UPDATES. Okay, let's get back to it. What's up, everyone? Today, I'm excited to have Emma, aka DJ Shorty from School of Scratch, to the Zen Courses Show. Emma, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So Emma is someone that I met through Caleb Wojcik, a DIY video guy. And when I stumbled upon her online school, I was super excited because, as some of you know, I am learning how to DJ, and that's what her school is all about. Emma, can you tell us about yourself and your online school?
Yeah, for sure. So, my name's Emma, or Emma Shorty, whatever you want to call me. I'm a Scratch DJ. I've been scratching since the year 2000. I run an online school, schoolofscratch.com. And basically, it's to teach anybody that wants to learn to scratch how to do that. So you can log in. It's a membership site. You pay monthly or annually, or you can even become a lifetime member. And then I've got an online classroom with I think it's about 70 videos, mm-hmm. which take you right the way through from if you've no idea what equipment to buy. It takes you through that, then how to set it up, and then into the beginnings of scratching, to like scratch combos. You can practice scratching with me with a Q&A, and there's some scratch theory in there too. So that's basically the school. I could probably give you more, like
we'll get into more.
More
we'll
info, yeah.
Get into more. So tell me, let's talk about your journey. How did you get into DJing?
Sure, yeah. So I went to university in the UK in a place called Plymouth in the Southwest. And a lot of my friends were DJs. They played house records. And it always just really fascinated me. Like, it was kind of when, like, DJing was just getting really popular and, like, house DJs were just getting paid a whole load of money to make people dance. And I was like, that is just the coolest thing ever. Like, money aside, I just always loved music.
Right.
And I just, the idea of, like, blending two records together. And I just kind of used to mess around on the decks when I could and learnt to beat match. And then it kind of got a little bit more serious. I started to go into like drum and bass clubs and I kind of really liked that music. So I started doing that. And then I really remember clearly, I came home and my brother also had some decks and he was out in our kitchen and he said, "Em, check this out." And he put on a hip hop beat. And he just started scratching and I was just like, what are you doing? That is like the most amazing, best thing I've ever seen. And I knew I just wanted to do that. And I just remember being like, I'm going to do that. I don't know what you're doing, how you do it. I don't think I can do it. And I just decided, and that was it really. I just went on a mission for years to just try and learn the art, basically.
Yeah, so I'm going to take a brief moment and break down the DJ hip-hop terminology. So decks are turntables for anyone who's listening.
Oh, yeah, I'm like going off on like my terminology.
Nah, it's cool. But, you know, some people may not know, so just wanted to clear that up. And, you know, we DJ with turntables and mixing, and then you can scratch on the turntable. So when was the point
when you decided, I want to teach this, I want to create a school about scratching?
Yeah, that's a cool question. So I think I was kind of messing about putting stuff on YouTube, like practice videos.
Yeah.
And DJ Angelo, I don't know if you know DJ Angelo, he's like a really great DJ. He's on tour, he makes tutorials. He said to me, like, why don't you make a scratch video? Because somebody was asking him how to do this scratch in hamster style, which for anyone that's listening is like, what is hamster style? It's basically turning the crossfade around the wrong way.
Yeah.
And he scratches regular. So I just gave it a go and made a tutorial, and I got way more response to that than I did my like practice videos. And I just kind of thought, actually, this is pretty cool. I can kind of help people learn. And I really struggled when I was first starting out. There wasn't YouTube, kind of really old school. There was VHS tapes, like Qbert's DIY video, DVD, and all the ISP, like turntable TV videos. So I just kind of was like, I can really like help people do this. And I just find I liked making videos, basically. So I just decided to kind of make more free tutorials and see what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about School of Scratch a little bit and getting to, you talked about who it's for, but who's the ideal student for School of Scratch?
I'd say it's mainly for people that have like very limited scratch experience or knowledge and who are really keen to start, but maybe don't know where to begin.
Yeah.
So it's very like beginner friendly. Builds up in kind of a step-by-step way. It's quite a supportive and encouraging community. Everyone that signed up, we do have quite a lot of advanced students actually, but they all kind of support each other. So yeah, mainly beginners, but actually it's kind of open to anyone that just wants to be part of the community and help other people learn and progress themselves.
Can you share any numbers, how many students you have?
I think it does vary. So around about 140, I think. Yeah.
Very nice. And how long has School of Scratch itself? I know you said you started scratching in 2000, but when did you actually launch School of Scratch?
It's May 27th, 2014, last year.
Very nice.
Just over a year old.
Cool. So let's get into that. Like building a membership site is a big deal. That's not something to be taken lightly. Well, I guess the first question that comes to mind is, had you been doing anything online other than just putting videos up on YouTube before?
Yeah, so I guess it all kind of ties in. My old job was kind of doing a bit of website design.
Okay.
And graphics. So I do have like a graphics and limited like web building knowledge. So I knew about WordPress. And that kind of thing. So I had my own site, studioscratches.com, which is still running. That's kind of like the main site. And then schoolofscratch.com is like the product that people can sign up to. So I was familiar with WordPress. I kind of taught myself everything. Just hacked it all together, I'm going to be honest.
Were there any specific resources you used to figure out how to set up a membership site?
I remember speaking to Corbett actually, and he gave me some advice. I can't honestly remember like the ins and outs, but I remember seeing Leo Babauta had a membership site, and I noticed that he used this one plugin called Memberful.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really useful. I kind of then spoke to those guys who were like incredibly helpful. They have the most amazing support.
Yeah.
So that was really useful.
Very nice. So let's talk about going back to that place where you're like, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to teach people. What were some of your fears and initial obstacles while you were starting out?
Okay. I'll be super honest. I can remember the day I decided, it's like back in, I think 2008, 2009. So it took me a while to build up to it.
Yeah.
But DJ Qbert, who's like the most amazing scratch DJ. Yeah,
he's crazy.
Then he opened this school and I was like, wow, like why would I open a school? Like why would anyone want to learn from me? Like really negative when they could learn with Qbert, who's like the absolute master. So there was that kind of comparing myself and the whole valuing what you do, realizing that actually there's space for everybody. Like if 100 more DJ schools opened, it would be cool because everyone teaches differently. Everyone has a different style. So that was kind of the initial thing. And then I got over that pretty quickly and carried on making tutorials. But it was more the kind of, how am I actually going to pull this off technically with what I've got, the resources I have. We didn't have a like budget to hire a developer. So there's actually a first like round iteration of School of Scratch, which was called the Scratchy 100 because I wanted to get 100 people. That was my goal. And it was called Studio Scratches Scratch Inspiration Club or something. And it was like $10 a month. And people signed up. So that was like my first kind of test into the world of membership sites. I think it was built with, there's one of the really famous plugins. I can't remember the name of it. I'll check and let you know what it was. Very basic.
Well, let's dig into that. So you had the idea, you went through, I love what you talked about with just getting through the mental blocks. It's so funny you said that because I was just thinking about, especially for a lot of, I feel like a lot of women who are starting, whether it's a business or something, sometimes we feel like what we have to say is not important or valuable and getting through that. So I love that you talked about that, but also you had different iterations of this thing. So you started with what some people call an MVP or minimal viable product. You just put something together. And how, talk about that transition. So you started with, what was it called? The Scratchy 100?
Yeah. Studio Scratch is a real mouthful. Studio Scratch's Scratch Inspiration Club.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it was like, the idea was to put out a new video every week, basically.
And what was the structure of that very first iteration? What
did it look like? It was on studioscratches.com/members or membership. I can't remember. And it was very basic, just like a one page with like a list of all the videos and it linked out. It wasn't fancy, just a login.
Yeah.
Yeah, very simple.
And
very...
you had some people who signed up. So what prompted you to say, okay, I want to make a different iteration. I want to make improve upon this.
So what happened was I couldn't maintain the output of content because I was working full time. And I felt like I was letting everyone down and it wasn't, I had this really kind of high standard in my head. So I ended up closing it actually.
Yeah.
And I refunded everybody their last month's membership just as a kind of like thank you, and this isn't the end, but I want to kind of redevelop it. So I kind of not gave up but paused the idea whilst I figured out what I was doing and where I was going. I changed my job, and then it was a process of figuring out how I could get more time. So I worked hard at my job, and then I got a promotion, which meant I could drop down a day and still be okay in terms of like earning income. So that really helped me.
Yeah.
All the while I kept making videos and putting out free content. So we used to do this thing called Free Beat Friday. So I'd release an instrumental with me scratching and left space for people to scratch with me. So it's just all the while building up my audience and thinking about what I could do. And then I started to sell beats as well for people to scratch to. So I was always thinking what's going to be the thing, but never really knowing. And then I got to the point where it's now or never. I need to stop messing about, think about, am I going to do this, and just do it. It doesn't matter if it fails. If I don't do it, I will always regret it.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
So that was a lot there. I mean, that's really...
I feel like I'm like, you can stop me and slow me down at any point.
It's great, though, because this is real stuff of figuring, like, you want to do this thing and figuring out how to carve the time out.
Yeah.
And then doing it and then feeling like, okay, I'm not doing it well. I'm just, because I've had that experience. I've started blogs where, you know, and sites where it ended up walking away. So I think a lot of people go through that.
Yeah.
So, and then getting to the point where you just, you start again, you're doing a little bit here and there, you build it up, and then you just are like, okay, I'm going all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
Was.
Very nice. So scratching is something that's very tactile. It's very hands-on.
Yeah.
And you teach it in a very interesting way. I've seen a few videos online on YouTube, but talk about some of the tools or methods that you approach something that's so hands-on.
Yeah, sure. So I think it all comes from the way that I learn or don't learn something, if it's very quick.
Yeah.
So I really need it to be broken down like very logically in step-by-step like sequences. So I really drew from my own experience of watching other Scratch tutorials and just being totally overwhelmed. Like I can hear it, but I don't get how you get from that to that. And it's like, I'm going to teach you this Scratch. And then it's like, there's like nothing, the bit in between for me is often missing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just try and break it down to the absolute simplest steps it can possibly be and demonstrate that very slowly and then kind of build it back up, I think would be the most kind of easiest way to explain it. It might be different for you because obviously I'm so far into scratching that I have to slow myself down to get to the beginner's point of view. So you might be able to even share your point of view if that's what you see or if it's something different. I'm not sure.
I think you do a great job. So just full disclosure for anyone listening, I am part of Emma's School of Scratch because I think it's great. And I think you do an excellent job. The important takeaway, I think, is breaking things down into steps, which is something that I talk about with people, especially if you have a big concept or something that's intimidating. You have to break it down into smaller chunks for people to be able to digest it. And you do a great job of that with something that's so hands-on. For me, when I'm looking at your videos, it's always great. Like you'll talk about the different parts that make up the whole Scratch. Like you'll do it and then break it down. And that's so helpful of figuring out how do I get from point A to point B. So
cool. I'm glad it's been the same.
Now, something else that you do is like you have a visual representation of the, can you talk about that? Cause I've seen it a couple of times, but I wanted to dig into that and why you use it.
Yeah, sure. So full disclosure, it's not actually my invention.
Okay.
It's called, there's various forms. The most kind of famous one is called turntablist transcription method. And I'm going to get everyone's names wrong, but it's invented by a few different people. I know John Carluccio, a guy called Ray Dawn, and there's somebody else. So I'd love to check and actually give you the notes of that. But it's basically a system. So I just point, we're kind of in audio, so it's going to be hard to describe. But basically, as the record moves forward, you draw a line slanting from left to right.
Okay.
And as you rewind the record, the line goes back down the other way. So kind of like an arrow.
Yeah.
And then with the crossfader clicks, which is just an on-off switch, you kind of draw these little dots to show where to put the crossfader clicks.
Yeah.
So I find it really useful just for remembering techniques. And it's just another way to explain something to somebody as a visual representation.
Exactly.
And mine's just a really simple version. I definitely don't do it like by the book. It's just the way that works for me. And I've tried to make it really simple for people just so they can follow along.
Yeah,
and it doesn't work for everybody. Some people are like, what are you doing?
But it's important that you offer it because something that I talk about is just people learn in different ways and having different options for learning style. Some people just want to do it and then some people want to hear it and some people need to see it and then do it. You know, so it's just great that you offer all of those things and it's you're a natural born teacher. Like you just do this stuff naturally.
Oh, most people. Thank you.
So let's dig into School of Scratch and talk about the components that make it up. So can you tell us what are the different components or elements that make School of Scratch?
Yeah, sure. Do you mean like technically like the back end and stuff?
Well, not yet. We'll get into that. But you have like the lesson, you have the courses, you have the community, you have, there's live chat. Can you talk about those different pieces?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah. So kind of going through in a kind of order where you would log in. You log in and then you've got the members welcome page. And I kind of update that just to tell people what's going on.
Yeah.
Then there's the classroom, which has all of the different videos in. Then we've got a live chat, which, to be honest with you, doesn't really get used that much. It's more of a message board for me to update people.
Okay.
Because I have a private Facebook members group, which is really active. And everybody, I mean, let's face it, everybody lives on Facebook these days, right? Like all
except
the time.
Except me. I'm one of those weirdos.
And that's cool, I would say. I'd probably do more videos if I wasn't on Facebook. But it's a really cool way to connect. So kind of the main conversation in real time goes down in the Facebook group.
Okay.
And then we have a forum, which I call the community. And that contains things like people post their practice videos. And we have a monthly contest. It's kind of a contest. It's just by entering, you're automatically entered into a prize draw. So it's not competitive. It's very much about spirit of entering and just giving it a go. And I like to reward people for doing that. Yeah. So that's the community. What else is there? There's the live room. So once a month, we all meet up in the live room and we all get on video and take it in turns to scratch. So you'll be joining us, maybe.
Yes, I saw that. I was like, that's so cool. You know, it's a blend of people doing things self-paced on their own and then coming together synchronously to do things together. So another natural learning technique that you just automatically knew what to do. So that's...
I had no idea. It seemed like fun.
Yeah, it is. And I think I'm looking forward to it. So your school is broken up into 8 courses, right? Is it 8? I think it's 7 or 8 courses.
Yes, I think it's 8 now.
Yeah. So one of the questions that I get all the time is, how do I organize my course or my program? How did you figure out the organization, how to organize School of Scratch?
I just approached it from a beginner's point of view. So, and then went through in a logical order. So yeah, what's the first thing you need, and just built it up step by step.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything really more complex.
Digging into like the lessons, can you walk us through how you structure a specific lesson in the course?
Yeah. So, I mean, the new lessons I'm adding now are kind of around scratch techniques or scratch combos. And a scratch combo is just a link of techniques all put together, a bit like gaming combos, you know, up, up, down, left, right, circle, square. I don't game, but I think it's like that.
I don't game either.
No, I don't.
I have no idea.
Probably really, really wrong. So normally I just start out with an introduction and I tell people what I'm going to teach them and then give them a demonstration. Okay. And that's kind of twofold, because I'll actually clip that part and use it as an video advert for the school. So it's kind of like two parts. Then I get into the technique breakdown. So I'll just break down the technique to its absolute bare minimum components. Then I'll show them how to do it over some music.
Yeah.
And then normally there might be different timing examples. So I would then give them some more options. And then I think that's it for the breakdown. And then I normally end with what we call a Q&A, which stands for question and answer. Mm-hmm. So I scratch that technique for 4 bars of music and then leave 4 bars empty so they can practice the technique back.
Yeah.
As if I'm there with them. It's kind of like the next best thing. And then I do a recap, which just tells them what they've learned, or hopefully learned, and maybe what's coming next or what they can do to kind of improve. And then there's usually some bloopers or outtakes of me messing up, which I just like to put in to make people laugh and remember not to be too serious.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you offer any media or any additional items that people download?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. So if there's a certain beat I've used or music or a sample, I would maybe include that. It really depends. Oh, and there's diagrams as well.
Yeah.
And maybe like background information or links to other videos which are useful. That's kind of on the same page.
Gotcha. So one of the things that we talked about or you touched on earlier were some of the tools. Now, I know you use Memberful for your membership component, right?
Yeah.
What are the tools that make School of Scratch run from top to bottom?
Man, okay. Let me think. So it's built on WordPress.
Yeah.
And I use the Genesis framework.
Okay.
I think the theme is Lifestyle Pro. Then I've got Memberful.
Yeah.
So that links into Stripe, which is the payment processor.
Yep.
So that's, then there's BB, is it BB Press, the forum?
BB Press. I think it is.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else technically. Oh, for the chat room, I use Tiny Chat, which is like a free chat room. There's probably some more plugins and stuff. I'm happy to give you a list. I just don't know what they are off the top of my head.
Yeah. Now, does Memberful handle all of the downloads and everything that you send to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can log into the Memberful backend and create products and downloads and then give people access in WordPress. Yeah, sure. It's really easy because I can use it, so it must be easy.
So if you could go back in time with the knowledge that you have now that you've been doing this for a little over a year, is there anything that you would do differently?
I would start sooner and just get it out there.
Yeah.
I wasn't wasted time. It was good learning, but you know, I could have done it a lot quicker if I just believed that it would be okay and just get it out there, basically.
Right.
So I would just go for it.
Nice. Anything exciting coming up that you want to share with everyone?
Yes, loads of cool stuff.
Tell us.
So let me think where to start. So I'm doing a collaboration with DJ City, the website.
Yeah.
So every month I release, it's around about 5 minutes. It's called Scratch Combo of the Month. And it's just a kind of, it's quicker than my normal tutorials, but it's a breakdown to give people an idea of a scratch combo they can learn. That's pretty exciting. And I'm writing a book, which I think this is an exclusive for anyone outside the school.
Okay.
So nice. It's called The Prosperous Scratch DJ. And it's basically a blueprint for how you can learn to scratch in part one. And then part two is how you can apply your skills as a scratch DJ to create income doing what you most love to do in the whole world. And all the different options and the kind of mindset you need. And so I'm really excited to bring that
into creation. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to teach someone to scratch from a book. So obviously, you know, it will be linking back to the school, but it will be like a plan of like, you can do this, 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 and then your options at that point are this, this, and this. So it's kind of everything I wish I'd known when I started.
So I have to ask the question because what you just said made me want to know.
Sure.
How has starting School of Scratch changed your life?
Oh my days. How has it not changed my life? So I quit my job, basically. That was quite a big thing for me. It's just made me become stronger and more confident in my ability to create something from scratch and to get comfortable with maybe not always feeling comfortable. It's not secure. And to keep trying to create new things and experiment. I get to talk to really cool people like you. It's awesome. What else? yeah, I think those are the main things.
Yeah, very
and
nice.
It's allowed me to, I think, have something to share with other people where I can encourage them. It doesn't have to be like scratching or DJing. It's just, okay, I've taken a risk, I've done something, and now I can ask people, what do you want to do? Like, how could we make that happen for you? And use my story as inspiration and encouragement for them.
Yeah.
So more kind of life coaching style stuff, which I'm really passionate about.
Something I think about, I was just thinking about yesterday, is oftentimes for people who have that, might have a small negative process of thinking what I have to say doesn't matter, which we talked about earlier.
Yes.
But then realizing that how powerful it is just to be present, just to Absolutely. Do your thing, and for people to see you and how that affects them. That's so powerful. And we don't even know it all the time. Like, we just kind of downplay that power.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm with you.
I want to thank you for being here because I love what you're doing and I want you to keep doing it.
Thank you. I appreciate your support and encouragement, and I totally will keep rocking it. And I encourage everyone to do the same. Just start.
Exactly. So where can people find out more about you and School of Scratch?
Yeah, they can find me at schoolofscratch.com. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/School of Scratch. My Instagram is @School of Scratch. And if you want to check out the Studio Scratches site, it's studioscratches.com.
Very nice.
I think those are the main ones.
Last question that I ask every one of my guests. What's your why? Why do you do this work?
What's my why? Okay. I just want to teach people everything I know and make it easy for them to do what I do and enjoy scratching, basically.
Very nice. Emma, thanks so much. This has been great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the outro. Listen, I hope that you enjoyed that episode with Emma Holmes, DJ Shorty, from studioscratches.com. If you did, can you do something for me? It would mean so much if you would head over to iTunes and leave a review. You can join Corbett Barr, Vicky K, Jason Zook, and tons of other people over there who have left a review for the show. That will help other people find out about the Zen Courses show, so you can pay it forward and spread the love. I would really appreciate that. And if you have any questions, comments, just want to reach out and say hi, you can do that by contacting me at hello@zencourses.co. Okay? So thanks for listening. As always, I will see you next time.